Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hi, Barney Ken is here. Got a bit Ryan time this week. I'm certainly no Ollie out, but there's still that lingering doubt. Last week was rather magic. This week was rather tragic. Maguire was dire. But as for Fred, you regularly play him and your championship hopes are dead. End of the season, Wolves away, Van Beek played great at 8. Full pre-season, he played well in the friendlies. Why on earth did he not come on the pitch yesterday? Where's Varane? Where's Sancho? Why move the very sharp and clinical Greenwood out wide for Tony? Ings signs, Ings scores. Lukaku signs, Lukaku scores. Grealish signs, Grealish scores. Sancho and Varane sign, they get free tickets to watch the match. As for Cavani, he'll finally be ready to play against Wolves, but then he's off to Uruguay for another 3 games. I've been buzzing all week after Leeds, but with Matic and Fred, my hopes are dead. Come on, Ollie, you've got this. Up the fucking Reds.
Everyone, it's Red News Podcast 119, and I've delayed everyone by watching a pretty hammy film on Netflix called Beckett, which I won't get that hour and a half back. Good actor in it, and it was like, fucking, how many things can happen to one goke in one film? That's just waffle. I would say, just quickly on the last podcast, I loved the way, really, listening back, how it encapsulated the whole match day, that we were talking football and it ends with Shane talking us about celebrity threesomes. And you could tell we'd had a drink because I start laughing at everything and speak slower. But what we did miss off, and I don't know if he's going to join us later, is Shane. I don't know if anyone remembers Big Brother, one of the early series, and one of the blokes calls to Sandy, who tries to make a dash for it. Sandy! Well, we were at the escalators at Piccadilly, and Shane started going up the escalators with his suitcase because he'd travelled from Ireland, and I started shouting, Shane! As he wobbled after Guinness and juggling his shoes on the suitcase, that he fell down nearly on this lady who looked absolutely shit scared. And Steve, your sound effects are absolutely shocking. Shut up, Steve. Right. And so he nearly fell down 3 times, to which one of the train workers at the station had to come and run and prop Shane up at a level. And you had to be there. One of the funniest things. Right, now, to Southampton. I don't want to pinball my moods on this all season. So we can't go from happiness a week ago, we're back, it feels so comfortable. I don't want to spend the season then feeling, oh, I'm in a loop of doom at Southampton. But it was disappointing. I don't think it justifies the outcry just yet, but what was concerning and why I think there's been an outcry is that it just felt like last season and we kept saying we want to move on. The selection was questionable. 2 central defensive midfielders in that type of game, well, it didn't work. So it's time to try something else. I just expected us to kick on and we didn't. And that worried me. And then their goal, I've actually watched it. Here's a bit of analysis. 6 times we had a chance to clear that ball. 6 times. 6 times opportunities. And it was a free kick on Bruno. But if you can't do the basics, and the biggest worry for me was the amount of times we gave the ball away. You can't be that sloppy. And someone put it on Twitter that champions win that game. Now, what I've watched, I'm going through, because I've been away, the Olympic highlights. And 2 things, I'll tick off Coggy here, ex-Wolves manager at Spurs, said what he's trying to do at Spurs, and not comparing us, I think they'll falter. But he said belief. And all the Olympics, the British, like that swimmer who looks like a thinner, younger Steve. What is it, Peters or whatever? He said, everything comes down to belief. And I cut to the chase after Sunday, and I'm not throwing my toys out. I just don't think we believe we can win the title. And like Carragher sort of, give the Scouser some, he sort of hinted that. And that's the disappointment. It's 2 games in. That point, as Pogba said. Now, for me, I said it all nearly every game last season. Wolves is massive now because it defines how we go into the first international break. And it will be fucking doom laudery if we lose. a draw, you'd go 5 points from those 9 games, you'd be disappointed. Win and it bucks us up again. But cut to the chase, every team was playing pretty much their big players. He has to start Varane and Sancho. Doesn't get their fitness. And for Ollie to say, you know, Varane is fit, he's looked so good in training on the Friday, put him in. Varane coming in wouldn't make a difference. It's the striker. I'm not going to set Nick up on a thing on Martial. And I get he's been out for a very long period of time. But he doesn't have desire, belief. The simple things you need in a striker. So I was disappointed, not flat, but I don't want us to pinball season. So I'm going to go to Coggy. Sorry, that was a very long intro. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, fine. Thank you very much. We could be having this conversation and look back at your podcast for the last 18 months and we'll be saying the same thing, won't we? I didn't get carried away after beating Leeds, so I'm not going to get too despondent over Sunday. And I know we probably won't win the league, but it's not about winning the league. It's about winning every match that you play. And we were capable of winning that. Ollie made, I think, a bad decision in his team selection. I'll mention it before Nick does that, not only did Martial play impacts on us, but it meant that Greenwood played to the right, which is less effective. So, yeah, very, very disappointed. At 1-1, I thought we could have gone on and won it, but we just gave up, when it was sloppy pain. We give them the initiative again, and in the end, we're probably lucky to get away with the draw.
What I don't understand is, like, teams, we're going full analysis here, but teams, I think, Shaw and Greenwood hoping that we'll hit them on the break, pace, but teams have sussed us out on that level, like why we struggle. They defend deep, and it's like we keep trying the same things. And that's the frustration. Why, like, the quest for Donny, he might not be good enough. It's really odd now. It's like someone posted how many times he's been 20 times sub, not used. You try something different. And to bring on a player that Ollie said wasn't good enough, he had to go on a loan move, that we all think shouldn't be at United, forget this squad option. It just doesn't make sense that you have to now try to win those games. And that's the odd. And I'm not getting on Ollie's back. He looked disappointed after the event. But why do we keep struggling to win those games of football? Coggy?
Because we lack quality, and we lack quality in the middle of the park more than any other position. But what's wrong with the old mantra? Why change a winning team? I could see no reason. If you wanted pace, he's got Daniel James. He's far from the perfect player, but I think he'd have been more effective on the left than Martial would have been, and Green would have played in his natural position. But we. I don't think we lack desire. I'm not sure about what you're saying about, like, oh, we played as if we knew we weren't going to win the league. We lack real quality, and it's real quality.
We've signed two world-class quality players, which is what... It's not the belief to win that gap. It's the belief over a season that... The sort of belief that wins you those games, like Fergie's classic 93rd minute. And I do think we're... And this sounds, again, like a dig at Ollie, but I think he thinks he can play that team, make those changes like Fergie did, and we'll win that. And don't get me wrong, we won 9-0, so Southampton had a massive point to prove to not lose that game of football. And it's early season, but it just felt... We've seen this so many times before, and if we are to kick on, to have that extra belief, granted the quality, but you can win a game of football even just... Where was the Alamo? I know we missed Cavani, but where was the last 10 minutes from last season where you're going, fucking, we've got this, we'll win this? I'm introduced. We're joined by Nick, Nathan, and Shane. I have just mentioned the escalator. I've tried to describe it. It was a lot funnier than my description. So, Shane, So I'll go to Nathan first, though. And Steve's disappeared. He's made lots of noises. He's come on going. And we've got Kenner's back later as well with his view. Right, so Nathan.
I feel the Coggy's pretty much summed it up, I think. I was disappointed because, obviously, because of the week before, but it was mostly, both of the games I wasn't over, last week and this week, looking back at it, I'm not surprised about either result. Because obviously last year we smashed Leeds because of the way that they play, and like someone just said, we always struggle against teams who sit back, and this is just another example of that. Like, there's a reason that Ole is successful against the likes of City and Liverpool. Like, you know, he's got results against the bigger teams because they go for it. Whereas this is just another example of a team sitting back, and we've just not got anything to work our way through them. And it's, you can't rely on going on the break and beating every team like that, can you? And it's yet another example that there's no real plan B. And it was like we say, we don't want to have to keep going around in circles, but why Martial started, that was, you know, we played, I know that, like I know I might contradict myself, but we did do so well the week before. Play the same people who, you know, confident. Is shoehorning Martial back into his team for what reason? We're literally playing with 10 men when he's on the pitch.
Well, Nick made the joke, didn't he, a few times in the WhatsApp group. Like, it is, once Martial came on, we got back to 11. It's almost, but we did look better and sharper with Greenwood when he was up top.
I can't remember if I put it in our group, but there was a 10-15 minute period in the second half where it looked like it was when, not if, we were going to score. Like, we were proper pressure on. But the thing that I put straight after that was, we're missing Cavani. So if Cavani was on that pitch, I feel we would have scored. But we didn't have that other dimension or that presence in the box. Like, as good as Greenwood is at putting the ball in the back of the net, you do need something else. I know you don't want to just be resorting to lumping it to a big man, but sometimes you do need that. And at the moment, we've not got that. We've not got that big centre forward.
Yeah.
As that option. Until Cavani's back, we haven't got that. And I think if that had happened on Sunday, I do think we would have scored in that period of time. But I don't know. Like, things seem, like you say, they feel exactly the same as last season already. But like you say, the two signings we've made, they've not really, obviously, we've not seen Varane at all, but hopefully things can move on. But it's just, like you say, it just seems like it's deja vu.
But I don't want
them to come in.
I don't want to feel, you know, I don't want to, like, we've just spent 17 months not at games. So to fucking, I don't want to be throwing wobblies. And we didn't lose. It's another game unbeaten away. We win on Sunday. The world's aligned. You know, none of this. And there were positives. Pogba, again, I thought was exceptional. And again, forgetting about what happens next. If we can keep him playing like that, I know he gave the ball away. I thought De Gea was a massive positive. He looked up for it, making much more alert than he's been. And I know Fred, and you know me and Fred, but Fred is Fred. You get Fred. I know we argued last week. Fred is Fred. That is Fred. So it's like almost like.
That was another thing from Sunday, was obviously Matic just being gone. And at the point where we thought, well, they're going to bring McTominay on now, that makes sense. But it's like, obviously, we're not the biggest fans of Fred, but he took Fred off instead of Matic. It's like, why? And like the quotes from Ole after saying that Matic had an excellent game, and it's just like he's constantly running around in treacle, and it's like, you know, at least Fred has got energy, and you know, it might not be a world beater, but I'd much rather it be him and McTominay than Matic still being on the pitch. It's just certain selections was just, and subs and stuff. It's just puzzling, isn't it?
Well, Matic went in about 1966, didn't he? Let's be honest. I mean, that's like, you know, that new deal, that always worries me about United, and they've got the structure right. We're in a new era. You just gave Matic an overlong contract. Who shouldn't be. But again, we're mainly from the position. We were watching it. I was away watching it on a laptop. Shane, you were there. So I presume you had none of this.
Yeah, I thought it was a very poor performance. I think, you know, Coggin, Nathan summed it up really. I agree with Nathan. I think, like, it was, let's not get it wrong, you know, I was a bit boozed up when I spoke after the Leeds one, but it was like a
great day.
You said, but Nathan's right. Leeds are exactly the sort of fodder that we're going to get good results about against because of the way they play, and it's naive in a way the way they set up. And I think, you know, so I think I agree with everything. I think Ole, as Coggy and Nathan said, Matic or Static, as I like to call him, and Fred. Like, you should never need to play those two against someone like Southampton. That's just, Southampton are kind of at risk of relegation, and we're playing two very, very defensive midfielders. And, you know, and even then, when they're playing the ball out, like, it was just like watching a car crash. Like, I don't know, I haven't watched the game back on TV. I was there, and it just looked so predictable that we're going to play ourselves into trouble. I agree with Nathan wholeheartedly about James. Like, if Sancho is genuinely not match fit, which I question, I think it would have been good to give him a run out at least half the game. Like, why not give? I thought James done well. Is Dan James just a player that plays against Leeds once a year? He played well once. No, it's just he I thought he done well against Leeds, and his pace would have troubled Southampton, even though he's a bit more in sort of like the final ball. Van der Beek, I'm sure it's been covered already, but it's getting to the stage now with Van der Beek that when he does make a little cameo, the pressure on him is just getting higher and higher because he's expected to work a miracle in the 3 minutes that Ole gives him or something. So there is some very, very questionable decisions from Ole, and I've always been sort of behind Ole. But notwithstanding all of that, that 11 that he put out still should have beaten Southampton. There's no excusing that. And, you know, there was some, I thought Maguire, I don't know what it looked like watching on TV, but for me, he looked like he'd been on the pitch in Mykonos, you know, like before. It was just, he was a bit of a liability. So I thought it was a very, very disappointing performance in a game against a team that most other top half of the league teams will go there and get a win.
What was the atmosphere like, Shane?
It was a great day. It was on the flip side, you have to say, it was the first away for a long time.
Steve.
We dancing for a couple of years on the train, the atmosphere, etc.
Steve, be quiet. Whatever noises you're making, it sounds like you're in a dungeon or something, and I dare not think. But there's all manner of noises coming from Steve's end here. God help people listening. Yeah, sorry, Shane.
Yeah, no, it's lovely, obviously, to see people, the same old faces. It was good to see those faces still there. And it was nice to fall back into that quite quickly. I must say, only two games in, and this sounds like not a moan because I'm very lucky to be able to go, etc. But I was thinking, fuck me, I've got Wolves this week coming as well. It feels like I'm worn out already. You know, I'm not used to this sort of level of activity, but it was great, yeah.
And the escalator, Shane, do you have any defence for that shambolic climb? I mean, it wasn't even a climb of an escalator. You get on an escalator and you wait for it to carry you up the stairs.
In fairness, like, I was carrying luggage from a 10-day break. I hadn't had much sleep, and I had a few pints of Guinness. It was just a health and safety moment. I don't know how you described it. I'd have to listen to that. But I've still got a bit of a throwback in my mind, not of me getting injured, but I just saw this poor girl's face. It looked like my case and myself were going to tumble on her. And all I could think was, this is going to be like, this could be like I could seriously injure this girl if I don't hold on. So I think actually it was quite a heroic recovery by me to hold on.
Can I just say, Shane, that you were drunk, you were struggling with luggage, you were deprived of sleep. Who was the twat who made it worse by shouting your name?
The I was about to say, Coggy, all I could see was this poor girl's face, and this sort of like in the other, like coming from behind me, was just like, Shane.
So, I personally blame Barney for all of that.
Can you imagine if you had fallen on top of her and we get a lifetime ban from Piccadilly? We'd struggle. It would change our batch day experience completely. Right, Nick, to really compound that, I don't want this to feel like last season and pinball, please, can we go like Waiting for Godot, where we don't mention Godot?
I wrote three words on Martial this week, and I'm going to put him in the Andres Pereira category. They're the only notes that I put on Martial. It's just good for that once or twice a year spectacular moment, and then that's it. And I'm going to leave it at that because everyone knows my feeling on him. I just want us to start a game well. You know, only clearly does something right at half time. A lot of games from coming behind. You know, we seem to play quite well. Look at Leeds last week, and obviously 1-0 down this week. And again, yeah, it does feel like more of the same. I just want him to. You know, Fergie always said, didn't he, about Ole, that he always thought he would be a really good manager because when he's on the bench, he reads the game well, and he knows when he comes on, he's going to be able to have that moment, read where he needs to be to score a goal, to make the difference in a match. And you can see that in his managerial style. But why can't we do that from the off? I think that that's where we are slightly lacking under Ole. I think, yeah, he's got his gripes with substitutions and team selection and stuff, but for us, I don't think he knows how to set us up as well as we probably should do. And that's why we start games sometimes a little bit slow. You know, players and managers do need to take responsibility for the game on Sunday because, yeah, it's Ole's fault for picking the team, but it's not his fault that Fred, you know, misses easy passes when he shouldn't do, or when Matic can't turn around properly. You know, so he needs to be a bit of balance for both. I mean, the positive is, though, is that it is his fault he's picking it, but at the same time, he needs to make sure that they can still make an easy pass that any professional footballer can make. It's like Fred had a 15-yard pass that was straight through on goal. I can't remember, it might have been to Martial. It's probably why he didn't pass it. But, you know, I think that was what it was. It's just, it's a simple decision that normal footballers can make, and it doesn't seem to, seem to do that.
But Nick, if you pick the player, and I'm not getting, because Fred, for me, that was Fred. And I thought he was all right against Leeds. And that is what you get with Fred, and all right, and then where he can't fucking pass for Toffee. But if you keep picking him, the benefits, do they outweigh the negatives of what he does? You know what I mean? And why aren't we buying a midfielder?
You don't know what you're going to get with Fred, though. That's the problem, though. You don't know if you're going to get a 5 out of 10, you know, 3 out of 10, or next week you'll get an 8 out of 10. So the risk of that is that he's always going to play him based on that, because he is one of the best players that we've got in that position, and that's how poor we are there.
Jesus, Nick.
But, you know, when you can't make a 15-yard pass, that's down to Fred, though, isn't it, at the same time? But I still think the point of us being set up well from the start is something that really matters. You know, the elephant in the room that really, obviously, the people were talking about at the start, really, was I don't really know what more we could say about the fact that we said last week on the podcast we want to see Ole gamble more, and to still not see Donny start in that game was just, I don't know. As soon as I saw it was Matic and Fred, I didn't feel confident at all. You know,
no, that's exactly what.
My energy of the game just got totally sapped out as soon as I saw them two there, because you knew how it was going to go. And to counteract it with them up front, you know full well how that game would, you know, everyone could see that was coming a mile away. And Southampton must have had a real lift looking at that on paper straight away. And
but I can remember you.
That team sheet gives Southampton belief.
I don't want to be.
If I was playing for them, I'd have done a decent job against Martial.
But Nick, I don't want to be team sheet virgins, you know, the ones ranting and raving. But how many times did we say that last season? And I was the same. We got giddy, me and Albert, we were away. This is the game we've been building up to all game. And I saw that team sheet and I felt, oh. The two central, but it's not just the not starting Donny, it's not bringing him in. And I get we're making him seem like a wonder fucking star without minutes, so we do not know what we're going to get. But I made the point on Twitter tonight, Nani, now God, he was a 6 out of 10 player, but Nani's best form came with playing. When he played that run of games, two seasons, you know, after Ronnie had left, we saw the best that Nani could give us. So you do not know, but if you keep persisting with this McFred, or worse still, Fred Matic, awful fucking slodge, then it's only going to end up in trouble, I think. Hang on, Steve. Right, I'm going to go to Steve because he's fucking up our sound in his dungeon. Right, he's coming. Right, he's in. Steve, you're in a dungeon. Keep your sounds to a minimum, please. What are you doing in there? Please, no screaming. Right, Steve, come on, talk to us. Right, you're going to have to get... The sound is terrible.
Right, can you hear me?
Yeah, but it's whatever rustling you're doing. I feel like I'm teaching you, let alone one of your kids.
Right, this has been the worst half an hour of my life. Can you hear me? These fucking bollocks. They don't work.
No. Take them out. Speak on a phone like normal people do. Go on, give us your Southampton synopsis.
I don't want to talk about Southampton, I want to talk about these.
AirPods, we can mention them, we're not going to get any freebies.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Is that your hate of the week then, Steve?
No, it's not just the hate of my week. I'm into Southampton again, so I'm driving back from fucking Wales.
Oh, so you can't offer us anything? So what are you on here for?
The road was closed off, and then my kid. My other kid shat herself. So...
Makes a change from it not being you, Steve.
I watched the game back. One great. My dad phoned me up straight after and told me I didn't miss anything.
No, you didn't miss anything, really. I love the way that at family holidays resorted to you downing necking wine on a Tuesday night, though, Steve. There's nothing to vindicate family holidays than getting off your bollocks on a Tuesday. Right, so come on. Are we just... Yes, we can hear you, Steve. I feel like we're in 1980s Eurovision. How many points for Ollie?
What, based on two games?
No, yeah, come on, tell us.
I'm getting a bit carried away after two games, aren't we? First game, we're going to win the league. The next game, we're going to get relegated. I think Kidley is already to go, so simple as that. I don't think he's a... Look, we all know he's no tactical genius, but do you need to be a tactical genius nowadays when you've just buy better players?
But do you think we'll win the treble like usual then?
Better players. I don't think he's that difficult. I think massively. I think, like someone said before, like you've got Varan on the bench, you've got Sancho on the bench, you've got Cavani on all of it. Just play him, see what happens. I don't think you have to piss around with Matic looks finished to me. I'd give for it, but I don't see the point in having Van der Beek there if you're not going to play him or get rid of him. It's just at least not fair on the lad to keep him in Manchester if he's not going to play him. Well, he said that he's been on the bench 20 times and not come on. I'm surprised that we're not hearing massive disruption from his representatives, to be honest. Yeah,
I think,
like we said before, I think Wolves, we need to hit the ground running, don't we, before the international break, massively.
Yeah, we can't afford.
But I don't think we need to get carried away the last 2 games.
No.
I think we react to a lot of garbage that people see on Twitter, and I think that affects what everyone else says, to be honest. I think...
Yeah, but Steve, I felt, I wasn't flat, but I felt greatly disappointed. So there's no denying, and there is an undercurrent, and I think Neville hit it, the Europa League and the angst and us just feeling. And I don't want to remove it, you know, we're back at games, joy, you beat Leeds. It's just how we do next. So we might as well suspend this and say, let's come back in a few, you know, but we have to be there or thereabouts after 10 games. And there was just that clink of Sunday, uh-oh. It's like the playing out from the back. If you've got a Fred who can turn, pass, but we don't have a player who can turn the ball, you know, where they're pressing us. And also what worries me is we don't pass the ball out wide then. Forget about Martial, but if you give Greenwood the ball to run at a man, let's see, because he'll beat him for pace. But we don't have that. You know, that sharp, incisive... And we did a week ago, so shut up, Barney. Go on, Steve.
I'm going to
confident about him today. And he's had just played central from the start. The game could be different. Just give him, instead of giving 15 minutes, yeah, give him 70 minutes to run at
It sounds like someone's hoovering your dungeon for police evidence now, Steve. So, right, come back, turn your sound off and then come back when you've fucked your ear pods off. Right, Coggy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going back to Sancho. I mean, how unfit is that? Is he 21, Sancho?
Yeah.
How unfit must he be not to start that game on Sunday? I mean, you know, he hardly played in the summer. You know, he had a bit of a break. I mean, what's the logic in not putting him into the team on Sunday?
I don't get how Lukaku could come in and start for Chelsea straight away when he played more football for Belgium in the Euros, whereas Sancho played, what, about 30 seconds for England and they can't play. But I just think it's weird. I really think it's really weird.
We'll just put it against the fact that Matic, like, physically can't run, but you get like a the game, and Sancho's team match fit. You know, like, fuck's sake, you can't say Sancho needs some game time and then put on a player for however
8 minutes
of match play. You can barely break into a fucking trot.
Who walks slower than us? That's the worry. It's like we have got a midfielder who looks like a 50-year-old moving around, and it's the thing that, like, why the bigger picture, which I try, but like Chelsea were in disarray. They bought well the summer before last, but it took a year for some of their players to get themselves sorted. Whether Tuchel is a world-class manager or a very good manager, but they've suddenly gone, everyone's saying their title, you know, their title contenders, that they could be the one that puts it. So it doesn't take much to change a squad, which is why I can see some questions are asked about us. And the thing that, this goes back to Jose, I've clicked that bingo in it, is that Lukaku was interviewed on Sky and he said, you know, I didn't like playing with my back to goal, and about the weight. And he said that was something at United, and it's still not addressed. That we're a club that almost, you know, someone put in the forum, where do you ever hear about United's, you know, the training is exceptional, what we're learning is exceptional. You know, it shouldn't be like where you come to United and you this is your level. It should be, and I get that we got the best out of Shaw, but that's almost man management rather than the coaching and the training and the tactical. I'm looking too deeply into this. Nick?
When do we talk about our hate of the week? Steve's had his hate of the week.
Go on.
I haven't even started on my hate of the week yet.
Well, can I say mine? Can I say mine? I came back and a fox has shat. No, but stay, wait. What did you say? Your AirPods.
AirPod Pros or something.
Well, why?
Absolute shit.
So, can I say, a fox, we came back and a fox had shat on the neighbour's bin, and then he's come and battered all my fucking flowers that was my calming zen. So, can I fucking put foxes? They're fucking everywhere around here now. Right, go on, Nick. I feel yours is more substantial than a vermin rodent. But get the fox hunts back.
But it's French people specifically in a swimming pool. That's why. Forget your Germans with the sun towels that go down at 5:45 in the morning.
We're going for massive. Are we in the 1970s stereotype club now? Go on then, Nick.
Yeah, that's what it is. A swimming pool is meant for swimming. So, for context, I've just literally spent the last week in Malta, and it's been full of French people who are usually an outright delight, apart from Martial. However, in a swimming pool, that's not there for you to sit there and fondle your missus and snog them or anything like that. It's designed for swimming and doing lengths of the pool. Get out of my way. Get out of my way while I'm doing laps in the pool. Yeah, if you're going to use it for fondling, a sexual activity, take it in a jacuzzi or take it to somewhere else. You've got a bedroom in your hotel, right? That swimming pool is there for me to do lengths. Get out of my way.
Right.
Let it be a warning for anybody else.
Two things, Nick. Were you at a swingers club? And if there's a couple fondling in the pool, fucking I'd rather see that than you, like a whale, huffing and puffing your way around that swimming pool. So, all hell, the French people on your holiday.
I completely disagree. You get no swimming
in the holiday.
It's
for swimming in. I don't think
it's
for jumping in.
No. Go on, Shane.
I had a couple of hates, but I think, I disagree with Nick. I think, if you're lucky enough to get a fondle, fair play. But if you just generally, I think a swimming pool on holiday is for getting a lie low and just lying there and just fucking,
Now you've got her neck here going, move.
Yeah, I've got a non-football hate, which is fucking, when you renew my mobile phone contract today. Well, I didn't renew it because I told them to shove it, but the fact that you have to do the haggle every time, you have to go through the motions, and I just wish the fucking world, why can't we, I have to start at a ridiculous arse because they're trying to rip me off. Why can't we just get to the middle? Life's too short to have this fucking haggle that we all know is going to end in me threatening to leave. And get so those retention things about fucking existing customers, that winds me up. And the other thing, this is not a hate at all, because I don't want to get into this sort of policing of fans and how they sing and that, but it's just a plea of an old git. It was great on Sunday to have an away end and a pretty good atmosphere, particularly when we equalised, but the speed at which the young lads sing these days, I could barely breathe at the clip, so I was actually wondering, I said to the next week, how are these youngsters breathing? They must be off their tits on something, because it was going so fast, the clip, so I literally couldn't sing it fast enough, and I thought I was going to pass out. So please, if anyone's listening, just slow down a bit for the young.
That's all those nitrous oxide capsules all the youngsters are on now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So bad joke.
But I just didn't understand how physically they were getting the words out at the speed they were. I just literally couldn't breathe. So yeah, please slow down.
I will say, that fucking phone contracts that now try and get you in for 3 years, what happened to just wanting a phone for a year? Or, you know what I mean? Piss take. But I will say, Nick, I find you out of order, and I all hail the French fondlers. Fucking more of it, please. Right, Nathan?
Sound like a creepy old man.
Considering I'm the grumpiest one in the group, I don't really have any hates of the week, do I?
All right, Gandhi.
I don't think I've got another one. So,
Jesus.
I'll try harder for next week.
Just add my little bit here about Nick. I found it quite strange when he said he didn't like to see the French fondle in the swimming pool because he wants to do a few lengths in there. I mean, what does he mean by lengths? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I haven't got a hate of the week, but I notice United are looking for somebody to play Fred the Red at the women's games and the under-23 matches. Now, who in the right mind would fucking dress up in an outfit?
Well, let's put this into context.
What sort of pervert would do that?
So in our group earlier, it started, this is how most, I presume, WhatsApp groups descend into bollocks. That Fred the Red, they're looking for an under-23 and women's football Fred the Red, because obviously they now have to have two. And it got into, that Phil Jones is available, funny joke. And then it got into, have you ever worn a mascot's costume? And there were a few saying yes. And even worse, within about an hour, Shane has provided video evidence of him dressed as a fucking hotel mascot. Now, sorry, Shane, I don't want to be picking on you every week, but you dressed up in a huge, was it a honey monster costume in Spain?
And I think it was a squid or something, an octopus or something. Stalky was the thing. I can still remember the theme tune. But yeah, I can't say no to stuff, and the lads sort of taught me into doing it. But it's like family holiday. You're not going to,
You are. If someone asks you, no, I'm not wearing it. Fuck off.
Yeah, just a minute, Barney. When we asked that question in the group, nobody said they'd done it, apart from Shane. So don't be saying, oh yeah, a few people have said yes, because none of us fucking said yes. But what makes it worse, not only has he done it on holiday, he's dressed up as a bleeding rabbit as well. I mean, what's he on, this lad?
But it's for a good cause, it's for charity. Now, I'm defending myself here.
You need to.
Right, so Shane, you're on holiday, and obviously the entertainment team have gone, every turnover of holiday guests will get one fucking sap every trip to wear a costume in 100 degrees heat and dance, and you were chosen. Yeah. Is that the brief? Can you sing the theme tune?
I'm not going to sing on here. It starts off with Storky, and then you have to start, you have to do a little dance. But I can remember,
Are you going to apply?
But the kids were young, they loved it. Like, my kids were kind of proud of me, but that's my dad in there.
Proud.
Are you going to apply for Fred the Red? Fred the Red?
I wouldn't apply for it. I think it'd be quite a good gig. Imagine saying, you're like, I liked in that advert, it said, like, as the, when it's doing the women's under 23s, and cover for Fred the Red at certain times. Imagine sort of like being like there's no shape, like a supply teacher's farm. I'm trying to think of an example, but you're standing Fred the Red. You're not just Fred the Red. You just cover for Fred the Red. You know, you're like you're
in case Fred the Red goes on a bender.
I would get back to Shane.
Right. What worries me about Shane dressed up as a squid or an octopus? Bending down to these people, were you just saying, how do you fancy a threesome with Debbie Harry and David Bowie?
You're muddling up, you're confusing things here. Like, I've got that. It's a family holiday club, Jesus.
So, but you will. I don't know where to go. I mean, people listening, they'd have switched off with the shit sound in Steve's dungeon. And now we're in a rabbit hole, literally. A rabbit costume in a rabbit hole where you, in 100 degree heat, have danced in the hotel. I don't know.
We have got photographs that you can either put in the magazine or on Twitter, because I think the world should see these.
Fair play to Shane. He takes the piss out of himself. I'm sure he'll be sharing them online. But we need to get him really pissed and singing this. Right, Steve, before we go back to football, I was pleading this last week. Can we go back to football? Steve, any hate?
I've got a few, to be honest. I think...
Remember, you're a teacher. Please, nothing libelous.
Well, first of all, I'd say if Nick was on holiday, where I was on holiday, and he was doing blends in the pool, I'd fucking ruin his holiday.
Can you imagine Nick?
He'd be getting
his missus to time him. How many seconds did I do that lap in, Eve?
Terrorise people like Nick. So that's fucking lens. My own kids and my pet eight this week.
Oh no, you can't say that.
So I've come to my mum's today.
to just get leathered.
So I went in Tesco's in Glossop before. And that's a bit of a pet hate because they've changed the layout.
Fucking hell.
And they changed the layout about 5 years ago. And I've not been in since because I had a bit of a... I called the manager over and asked him why he's changed the layout of the store. And I told him
what, from 5 years ago? I bet he loved that. Fucking hell. What, you asked him why he's changed the store from 5 years ago?
I asked him 5 years ago and I told him I won't go back in, and I've gone back in today and he's still not fucking fixed it. So
yes, I feel like this is an Alan Bennett monologue now.
Be at the back of the store and
right,
everyone knows hell where it is then, but in Tesco's and Glossop, like the bleach and the Domestos and stuff is at the back of the store.
Steve, how do I mute? We need to end this.
It's 5 years and he's still not got it right, and so yeah, I wasn't happy about that. That's pissed me off.
And he's wrong actually, because in fairness, Steve, the bread should be at the back of the store.
Yeah, fuck right. It. Right.
It's a psychological thing
to get people into the store.
Shane, I prefer your threesome talk, mate. Really, seriously. Right,
I was
so.
Let's go manager, I would fucking ruin Steve's jumping experience. Do things around all the
How do I drag this back to Manchester United? How do I drag this back to Manchester United? None of you want to talk about United. That's what one bad result does for us.
I did actually work at Tesco's.
Right, Steve.
Years ago, when I was a young man. And I got done for wagging work one day.
You got done for what?
Ian,
you
listening
to me? Yeah. No, we gave up. Nick.
So I went watching United somewhere. And I had a few too many didn't turn up for work. On the Sunday, the week after, he went, why didn't you turn off work on Sunday? I was like, oh, I wasn't very well, I had the flu or something. He went, did you go to such and such a game? I was like, no, I didn't. He went, I was talking to you, I had a baby in the concourse. it was where I'm not going to pay you. I was like, come on.
Steve, you need to talk to more adults. If this is your release, this is why we only have you on every once in a while. Right, Nick, please drag United optimism, please.
I think good news is we've got three of our best players coming back, aren't we? Cavani, Sancho, and Varane. So we're excited to see what they can do. So I think they should hopefully both, maybe even all three of them might start really this Sunday. Just go for it. We're going to carry on, aren't we, and find out now Ole's got no excuses. Now everyone's back, everyone should be fully fit, hopefully that the team that we see Barnett so many if he's injured against Wolves on Sunday is going to be a good indicator. And not only that though, that could be the game where we break the record for the best ever away team for longest unbeaten run, which is it Arsenal? Was it the Invincibles? Yeah. They've got it at the moment. If so, compared to one of the best ever Premier League teams, so it shows that we're doing something right. Like I say, if we can just get ourselves set up from the word go and crack out Old Trafford, which we're 1-1 so far, let's just chill out and overreact about it.
But Nick, the away run is great.
No buts.
But it's not to be celebrated.
You asked me to be positive.
All right, I did, sorry. But you're treating it like a trophy.
One thing I did like, actually, was when Sancho came on Sunday. One thing that he is great at is that he's very unpredictable. And I love that about him. When you watch certain players like Rashford and stuff all the time, and that he's just going to cut in on his right foot and try and smash it, Sancho's got so much more to his game than that,
Well, I love that little
forward to seeing him.
That little touch he did in the box at the end. I thought that gave me a lot of hope. I thought I liked that.
You'll get a lot of that, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it, and hopefully we get to see a good at least 70 minutes of it on Sunday.
But my criticism of Sancho on Sunday was he kept drifting over to the left-hand side, and that meant that we had nobody on the right when we were going forward. Why didn't he just hog the right-hand side so that he could attack from there, basically? Because Pogba was playing on the left. We got Greenwood in the middle. Why didn't he just hog the right-hand side and attack
Greenwood
from there?
Greenwood seemed to go out wide, though, a little bit, didn't he, on the right-hand side again? But
because I think Sancho went on the left.
The thing is with Sancho, his best football is on the left-hand side, which is where. He is much better on that side.
But Paul...
Sancho, being at the game, at least... He looked intelligently. He was finding space that he could run into, and it was two or three times, and the pass didn't come, and you could see he wasn't getting visibly frustrated, but you could see that he'd made the run, and the midfield weren't quite.
But that's what I mean.
I don't know. It's not about gestures, but I did like the fact that when he come on, he looked really up for it, and off the ball a couple of times, he was just really pumping up the crowd and sort of waving his fist about to other players, come on, trying to rally for that late kind of siege of their goal that never happened. So I think I'm like Nick, I think he deserves to start, in my opinion. And, and I always think, well, if a player's not totally match fit, but he's got their quality, let's get the game in the bag first and then take him off after 60 or 70 minutes.
Yeah, which is what Steve...
first. So, and I think the other positive, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Barney, and not to say I told you so, but I still think that Pogba is probably the most critical. Pogba's form this season is critical to how we do. And so far, it's looking positive. I thought he was a little bit in and out of the game on Sunday, but nevertheless, he's still, when Pogba's playing well, we tend to create chances, and I think that's key. But I'm fully confident that we're going to go to Wolves and win on Sunday. I've got no doubt about that.
Well, I like that. I like that thinking. I do think that McTominay is critical if this is going to be the midfield. You know, if we get the ball from playing out the back, we've got to get it to the players. And if we pass like that, and I don't want to be Freud where I'm conflicting, you know, only two games into the fucking season. But it's like, I suppose that's the modern fan. I can leave Leeds so happy. And then the Southampton was just little punch to the stomach, like, these are the problems, these are the issues, and they've not gone away. And my other angst bit is, you know, a lot of people seem to think, well, Haaland's coming in a year. This is United. We have a major striker issue, which is, Nev was right on that. He didn't mention the Glazers where he was mentioning them in May. You know, let's cut to the chase. We're not in for Kane or we're not in for Haaland this summer because the Glazers have obviously said this is enough. So, Joel, you promised a big summer. Well, it's big in terms of signings, but it's not big in terms of what you're actually spending. And we need a striker. We need a world-class striker. You know, and let's not go down there with Martial. Right, so let's go to Wolves. This has been a bit of a bizarre one, but I've enjoyed it. It's good for the therapy and the good for the soul. Well, I am going. Our Wolves, God knows what they do to Coggy, but they give me... I've got a draw. I've just got a feeling. Sorry. Coggy?
I fucking hate Wolves.
That's a lie.
I've got a school reunion the week after, and they're all fucking Wolves supporters, and I'm fucking dreading it. I think it's a horrible place to go to. There's no way you can drink before the game. We have the side, which is fucking horrible. Their accent's worse than mine. I thought mine was bad, and then I go there and find out theirs is fucking even worse. I think it'd be 0-0.
Nick.
Fuck me. I was actually looking forward to the weekend. You lot would drive the enthusiasm out of fucking anything.
Well, not Nick. Nick's. Come on.
Funnily enough, while the game was on against Southampton, I was sat next to two Wolves fans because their game was on at the same time in the bar. And I did lean over and asked him, you know, what did he think for the weekend after they just got beat off Spurs? And he was like, we've got no hope. He said, you're absolutely stuffers. He said, we're just terrible. So that gives me a bit of confidence. So I'm going to say 2-1 to us.
Nathan?
I do have hope that bringing those three and we will have enough. Like I say, the game the other day, I generally think as much as we criticise like the certain decisions, I do think that if we had Cavani on that pitch in that period of play, we would have scored again. So I'd like to think that if he is fit and playing on Sunday, we will win.
Steve?
4-1, the fucking shit.
Right. Shane?
Yeah, I think we're winning by at least two, if not three goals, yeah.
Maybe it's just my, I don't know, I need to give my head a wobble this early in the season, but I do think I'm right in this. Is there a team in this, and this goes back to last season, who can't pass the ball very well as us? And that's just a nagging thing, and the fact Cavani's got to play 40 games for us. You know, but fuck it. Let's go back to the Leeds bonhomie and stop being such a miserable fuck.
But I still think even possibly if Greenwood was down the middle instead of Martial on Sunday, we would have...
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Steve's right, Wolves are shit. We can't... If we're thinking we're going to struggle at Wolves, we may as well fucking give up now. Because yeah, we should be going to Wolves confident we're going to beat them. And Southampton is a blip. If Southampton's not a blip and we're going to struggle against Wolves, then we might as well give up, concede now that we're going to do very well. So we're going to beat Wolves comfortably. Trust me.
All right. And how strong is my relationship with you in the United ticket scheme? You've got a thing about that, Shane, quickly, haven't you? How strong a relationship is?
It's just...
Is ours strong?
I accept that the ticket e-tickets are the thing, but in doing, making, creating the home e-tickets, they seem to have made the away ones difficult to forward and send them out late. But yeah, I must say, Ian, that must sort of helped out a lot of people at the weekend because tickets got posted late and this kind of stuff. Hopefully that resolved it. But yeah, the club, you know, we're a big football club. They've got to sort out things like that, that, you know, ticket forwarding and things like that should be easy to do.
It's not just us, though, is it? Look, Liverpool had problems, Southampton had problems, and there's talk of, you know, the e-token schemes. There's worries ahead. Just give me my fucking card. Right, stop being so miserable. I was so happy a week ago. Like, I don't want one all draw at Southampton to kick me in the bollocks and affect my mood. But maybe just, I don't know, there was something in that game that just gave me the fear. Nick, come on, it's got to be you, mate.
There's no way to have any fear about it. Like I say, if you've got Cavani, Sancho and Varane in that team and you've got McTominay fit, you know, then you win that game. It's plain and simple. We're working on the depth of the squad, which we've done, you know, over the course of the summer. And if we beat Wolves this weekend, which, you know, five of us just said that we might do, then we're on 7 points out of nine. And I don't think anyone would have, you know, grumbled if you're on 7 points out of nine, given the first three fixtures and two of them being away.
So. But that's what I mean, why Sunday is so important. And you know, play everyone. Withdraw every fucker from the international squad if it comes to it. Fuck that right off. It's pointless. They're playing three times a lot of the teams. Fuck it right off. But, like, the joy is we're all so involved again. Forget the behind closed doors bollocks, seeing all the videos and pictures of people making their journeys, coming back from their journeys. It's a great thing to be this involved again so early in the season, whether we went Southampton or not. It feels fucking, to feel this passionate about United properly, you know, knowing that we're planning where we're going. Just hope we get to Euro away. Sorry, Shane, you wanted...
Well, no, I was just saying that was exactly a red we know. Going down to the game on the train and bumped into a few reds and on the train, and we were just saying that whilst, you know, obviously we engage with and watch football behind closed doors on the TV, all of a sudden just going made it real again, and instantly felt like a much bigger connection. And in some ways, I don't really want to be moaning about the results just yet. I just want to enjoy the fact of going. I feel lucky to, you know, have gone to the first two games, going Sunday. I know we should expect to light up at night, but just the act of being there is fantastic, and seeing people and being able to cheer the team on in person is great. So I think just enjoy the moment, and as Nick said, like, if all those players are fit and playing, and yeah, we shouldn't have too much to be concerned about that.
Oh, you can tell me to shut up, Shane. I'm just an angsty United fan most days, so just the pinball feeling.
Differences, it's like Steve's exactly right. There's a knee-jerk social media reaction, like, we're going to win the league, I want to get Ole out because it's true. But equally, it's equally valid. So if you just take that game in itself on Sunday, it was a poor performance against a team that, let's not pretend, Southampton are crap. So, you know, I think it's fair to criticise them. I just think we've just got to...
Yeah.
We've got a chance for the new players to come in and show what they can offer. Yeah. And I would expect us not to be losing or drawing games like that.
I totally agree. It was the familiarity that I thought for a good 40, 50 minutes, God, we've seen this game, this exact game a lot of time. And if the question is, you know, we kept saying, what is Fred? Where is Donny? I don't know. I'm just perplexed about that one.
Bit angry though, Barney, because I know it's like everyone like gets on at Ollie and he is the figurehead, but like we were saying before, where's the coaching, where's the sort of development of players, what's Michael Carrick doing, what's Mickey Phelan doing, what's the other fellas doing on the bench, and everything sort of stops with Ollie, which he should do, and that's the concerning thing, that certain things that aren't.
I agree, Ian. I think the fact that, like, let's say with this us six are the coaching staff,
God,
the aforementioned coaching staff, and someone says, let's play Matic and Fred against Southampton. Like, if all six of us start nodding, if Barney's Ole and we all start nodding going, oh, yeah, good idea, something seriously wrong. Like, and the fact that no one's sort of saying, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you picking those two? We know what, everyone knows how predictable that is. That's the concern a bit, that repeating those type of mistakes, because no one in their right mind, in my view, would be picking those two to play together.
I just think Ollie's an idealist, and in his head, he wakes up going, yeah, you know, I trust these players. They won't let me down. They'll give their all, which they do try, you know, and we'll win this. We'll hold steady. But you think, we beat this team 9-0. They were the manager afterwards said, you know, we didn't want, they'd be fearing us. If you go straight at them, it's almost a response, fuck me, not this again. And it's just like, as Nick said, we don't start games well, but come on, enough.
My dad said, like Fred is a squad player, Matic, there is a role for Matic to play, I think. And my dad summed it up today. It's like, if you 2-0 up at Anfield and you want to, like, just kill the game, stick Matic on. There's a time and a place for players like that. And I don't think, when it's Southampton, where you could do the win, I don't think he's got any business starting. And it does make you wonder massively, who signed Van der Beek? What is he? What's he doing? What's the point of him being there? Because he can't be. I took Harry to that Everton friendly, and I thought, I know it's only a friendly, but I thought he played sort of in front of the back four as a sort of deep line midfielder, and he did well. Mm. And I know when he's played in the past, he's not sort of come on and commanded the position and cemented his place, but.
I was just going to say, wasn't it nice that Steve decided to sort his sound out 58 minutes fucking in? Thanks for doing that for the rest of the time. Right, Steve, cheers for sorting your sound out at long last. What I was up. Right, Nathan, Coggy, we've got to end it. We've gone way over. Everyone's fucked off by now. Buy the mag. We haven't got that many for Newcastle. If you want to guarantee a copy, please order it now. Right, Nathan, Coggy, final thoughts?
Like I just said, we can't. We'll just have to hope that it's not the same old story once we bring the new people in and just see what happens, I guess. Just, like, I know that we keep saying it, we just hope that one day you'll go, right, I'm going to go for it and fuck one of the defensive mids off and just let them play. And that's all we want, you know. Like, what's the worst that could happen is just go and do it for once and see what happens. We could be amazing.
Yeah.
And it just feels like we're being held back by decisions like that. And it's just like, if it doesn't work, then go back to doing that. But just give it a go.
You know what we're like, though, in 2 weeks' time. Fuck him. Why has he started, Donny? Right, Coggy.
Sorry, what was that, Barney?
Any final thoughts?
I'd like Ollie to be a bit more adventurous come the weekend on with all of you, and I've changed from a 0-0 forecast to a 1-0 victory for United.
Fuck it, 5-0. And Steve,
so when you say adventurous, you mean Ollie stops, he needs to stop doing legs for the swimming pool and start fondling. That's what he needs to do.
That's exactly the mentality that gets anywhere. Anyway, thanks everyone, cheers for coming on, Steve. We'll leave you to go back to your dungeon and the screams. Cheers, all.